An international news organisation created by and for a connected generation. News coverage by reporters who call it like they see it. That's how the online news site Vice News describes itself.
So this is an Uzi that these guys pulled off a gangster about two nights ago. There was a shootout and they killed two people. We're about to go on patrol with the Northeast Division Task Force in Trinidad, Port of Spain. From what we're told, they're sort of the baddest cops out there right now. And this is why, because they pull this off people that shoot at them.
It's not the BBC. That was Vice News, an extract from the website. And if you're over 45, you'll be forgiven for never having heard of it. Its a target audience, after all, is much younger. The news site has now reportedly attracted the attention of some of the media big boys. The New York Times says Time Warner is in talks with Vice News to invest as much as $1 billion in the website. So what's the appeal? Stuart Purvis is Professor of Television Journalism at City University in London.
Well, it calls itself the world's leading youth media company, and depending on how you define that, I think that's a fair description, in the sense that it has a very high profile because of the number of younger people who go to it. And advertising agencies like those kind of outlets, for instance, the world's leading advertising and marketing company, WPP, is a shareholder. Rupert Murdoch's 21st Century Fox as a shareholder. So a number of people like the idea of being in youth media. From Time Warner's point of view, the rationale is a little more complicated. They have a TV channel, used to be called CNN Headline News, then became Headline News, now called HLN. And frankly, I'm not entirely sure they know what to do with it. So I think the idea appears to be to merge that into the website, into the magazine that goes with Vice, and somehow create something bigger as a result.
But Vice is a website, although it has video journalism on that website. Yeah. How is its reporting different to established news websites?
Well, perhaps the clearest example is an interview they did with the president of Uruguay. Now, Uruguay has voted to legalise marijuana, with some safeguards. So they went to interview the president of Uruguay, and the reporter sat there and asked him some relatively conventional questions, and at the end of it, invited the president of Uruguay to share a joint with him. Now, I don't think a regulated TV broadcaster would do that, and those are the kind of points of difference. But in truth, a lot of this is good old-fashioned independent filmmaking, short-form documentaries that we've seen in a number of places, but very slickly packaged, very well promoted, and with a brand which gets noticed, let's put it that way.
It sounds like what you say. It does a lot of reporting, this website.
Yeah, it actually
goes back to the bread and butter of what journalism is about.
It goes to places where other people seem to have stopped going, and actually turns the camera on and reporters send back pieces. I mean, quite an old-fashioned idea. But again, other people have stopped doing things like this and because of cutbacks. And this is an organisation which seems to be expanding rather than contracting.
But where do they get the money from then? How come they can afford to do this reporting, whereas big organisations don't seem to have the funds anymore to do this?
Well, two things. First of all, because they get a lot of advertising revenue onto the site. I suspect they also do brand deals. In other words, they will do a deal with a particular commercial company to make content for it. The other new issue...
Is that the kind of thing that BuzzFeed does as well? It's journalism, but it's sponsored journalism.
Yes, I think sponsored journalism would be the best way of putting it to our old-fashioned way of looking. I'm sure they've got fancier terms for it. But I think it's worth noting, and this may be where the crossover with Time Warner comes, they do make conventional television news programmes for a channel, HBO, which is owned by Time Warner. So Time Warner will have noticed these people making relatively conventional documentaries for a relatively conventional television channel and wondered, well, should we merge that with one of our own channels and try to get a better result? So the only thing is there are a number of complications around that. So I wouldn't be entirely surprised if this deal didn't go through.
This kind of website, this kind of journalism, it is shaking up the way news is being reported.
There's no doubt that the traditional news organisations are intrigued by the idea of having young people watching their outlets when everyone knows that, for instance, conventional television news in Britain, and I'm sure it's in many other countries, is watched by people over 55. So if you could get people of 25 to watch your news and current affairs content, how good would that be?
Stuart Purvis, Professor of Television Journalism at City University in London.